السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين، أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد معدن الجود والكرم وآله وبارك وسلم، صلى الله على النبي الأمي وآله صلى الله عليه وسلم، صلاة وسلاما عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. All praise be to Allah Almighty and infinite salutations upon the best of all creation, our Master, our Aqa, the most beautiful, the most handsome, the most fragrant, the most beloved Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, upon his blessed parents, his blessed wives, his blessed family, his blessed children, and all of the blessed companions, Ridwanullahi ta'ala anhum ajma'in. Alhamdulillah, we are thankful to Allah Almighty that He has blessed us with another day from the blessed month of Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, today being the 16th day from the blessed month of Ramadan al-Kareem. Yesterday, Alhamdulillah, we spoke about the rewards of reciting Durood Sharif. The truth of the matter is, even if we spoke for the whole month or for the whole year, or for our whole lifetimes, on the merits, the rewards, the benefits of reciting Durood o Salaam, it still would be just a mere drop in the ocean. But today, inshallah, we will again look at what has been written regarding the recital of Durood Sharif. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu states that in Jannah there is a tree which has fruits which are larger than the apple and smaller than the pomegranate. This fruit is softer than butter, sweeter than honey, and more fragrant than musk. The tree's branches are made of pearls. The tree trunk is made out of gold, and its leaves are made up of the jasper stone. Only those who sent Durood o Salaam upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam will be allowed to eat from this tree. Subhanallah. The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, whoever recites Durood Sharif upon me to honor me, then from his recital of Durood Sharif, an angel is created by Allah Almighty. The angel's one wing is in the east, and the other wing is in the west. Its feet are in the lowest earth, and its neck touches the arsh. Allah Almighty commands this angel by saying, send blessings upon my servant, just as he has sent Durood upon my Nabi. Subhanallah. So this angel will continue to send blessings upon the reciter until the day of judgment. And Shaykh Abul Abbas Tijani alayhi rahmah, he writes that the total amount of humans in the world, or a tenth of the amount in number of jinnat. The total amount of jinnat plus the total amount of humans, or a tenth of the number of land animals. And the total plus the total amount of land animals, or a tenth of the population of the birds from the bird kingdom. And this total amount and the birds from the bird kingdom is only a tenth from the animals from the sea kingdom. The total amount of animals in the sea from the sea kingdom are a tenth of the angels on this earth. And the total number of angels on this earth are a tenth of the angels who are on the first heaven. And the total amount of number of angels who are on the first heaven is a tenth of a number of the angels on the second heaven. And these in turn are a tenth in number of the angels on the third heaven, and on the fourth heaven, and on the fifth heaven, and on the sixth heaven. And all these in total are only a tenth in number compared to those angels on the seventh heaven. And all these in number put together are nothing in number compared to the Malaika-e Kursi. And the number of the Malaika-e Kursi compared to the Malaika of the Hijabat-e Arsh in number is like a grain of sand in the desert. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, the number of the Malaika-e Hijabat-e Arsh, subhanallah, the ulama-i kiram have written that there are 6 million hijab. Between one hijab to the other, the distance is more than the distance from the heavens to the earth. All this distance between each hijab are full with angels. And all these angels in number put together compared to the angels of the Arsh-e Ilahi are like a drop in the ocean. There are 70,000 rows of the angels of the Arsh-e Ilahi, and behind every one of these angels there are 70,000 columns, and behind every column there are another 70,000 rows. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, there are 366 pillars, each pillar 60 times bigger than the earth. The distance between one pillar to the other is such that in this space there are 60,000 deserts. In every desert, 60,000 worlds, all covered with angels, subhanallah. Imam Tijani writes that every single one of these angels sends blessings and rahmah upon that person who sends durood o salam upon the most beloved sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam once. Subhanallah. And similarly, Imam Juzuli radiallahu ta'ala who writes that the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, when a servant sends durood sharif upon me, his durood sharif exits his mouth swiftly, and there is no place in the wilderness and in the seas or in the east or in the west by which this durood sharif does not pass. Throughout this, it announces, I am the durood of the certain person, the son of a certain person, which he has sent upon the greatest in the entire creation, Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And from this durood sharif, a bird is created. And this bird has 70,000 wings. Each wing has 70,000 quills. Each quill has 70,000 heads. Each head has 70,000 faces. Each face has 70,000 mouths. Each mouth has 70,000 tongues. Each tongue recites the tasbih of Allah Almighty. Each tongue recites the tasbih of Allah Almighty in 70,000 languages. And the reward of all that is recited is written for the one who recites Durood Sharif. Subhanallah. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, yesterday and today you have seen the great benefits and rewards and merits of reciting Durood o Salam upon the best of all creation, Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah Almighty grant us all the tawfiq to understand what a great blessing Durood Sharif is, and grant us the tawfiq to recite it in abundance. Kyun raza, aaj gali suni hai, uth mere dhoom machane wale, wama alayna illa al-balagul mubeen.